This is the Media in Ministry column. It's entitled From Awareness to Action, an interview with author Mary Hess. John Potter conducted the interview. In Becoming a White Anti-Racist, a Practical Guide for Educators, Leaders, and Activists, co-authors Mary Hess and Stephen Brookfield offer a roadmap for people of European descent who want to turn their awareness of racism and systemic injustice into action. Living Lutheran recently spoke to Hess, who has been on the faculty of Luther Seminary in St. Paul since 2000, about how she and Brookfield aim to create a resource for white leaders seeking to create conversations about race, teach or arrange development workshops on racism, or help colleagues, students, or fellow congregation members create an anti-racist environment or culture. Living Lutheran asks, could you tell us about becoming a white anti-racist? Mary Hess responds, it's about recognizing the ways in which we are all interconnected and how the brokenness of racism and the whole process of racialization has shaped who we are in the U.S. and as people of faith. If we're actually serious about recognizing that we are all one body, then we must open ourselves as white people to the awareness of what has happened. One of the things we say in the book is a lot of for a white person is to do anti-racist work, you're either going to do it imperfectly or not at all. So our desire was to try to find a way to at least do it imperfectly. The reason the book is called Becoming a White Anti-Racist is because we never actually get there. It's a journey. And it's work that needs to be collective as well as personal. In the U.S., a lot of white people have grown up thinking race is an issue for other people and that race is something that white people don't need to think about. And I think it's almost exactly the opposite. Those of us who are white benefit from the system to such an extent that's really up to us to change it. We ask, what motivated you to write the book? Stephen Brookfield and I were trying to do something that was very practical. There are multiple chapters in the book where we point to short YouTube videos and other kinds of resources that live in digital spaces that can draw people in, and some creative exercises and ways to hold conversations. At the heart of it for me is at least, what does it mean to be accountable and authentic in relationships? There are a lot of ways in which we're beginning to recognize, certainly here in the Twin Cities in the aftermath of George Floyd's murder, but I think even before that, how broken and fractured the fabric of our relationships is. Figuring out how to heal this and to begin to restore and repair, those are impulses that are deep in the Christian faith. And Lutherans have something really powerful to offer. When Lutherans say we are simultaneously saint and sinner, that's a powerful thing for a white person to say. To say that I recognize that I live in a racist system. So rather than denying that, we contribute to that. We could say we get what we are implicated in the system. What does that mean? How do I deal with that? We ask, how does your faith shape your approach to anti-racist work? She answers, in the Christian faith, we talk about a God of abundance. We talk about a God in whose love we're all drawn and the love that draws us toward each other. And one of the things about seeing racist structures is understanding how they have stopped us from following that love. For me, this work grows deeply from my faith, and I don't know how to do this work without being nourished by a God who draws you into relationship. And that's what gives me hope, and it's what gives me energy, and it's what gives me a sense that healing can happen. The Living Lutheran asks, are there things you think are especially important for Lutherans to understand as they engage in this work in their context, including congregational settings? She responds, one of the things that's interesting to me about the ELCA is how deeply involved members are in things like Lutheran social services and all sorts of powerful and profoundly meaningful work that takes place that's actually putting feet on the ground and doing stuff. But there seems to be a disconnect of sorts between the work of so many Lutherans all over the country are doing and our worshiping spaces. Congregations can ask bigger questions. They don't have to ask, who's not here on Sunday morning? They can say, where should we be out in the community? Where is God drawing us out into the community? Finally, the Living Lutheran asks, what are your hopes for your readers? She says, I want people to get energized and to feel like there are things we can do, that there's not an end point. It's something we're constantly working on. And in working on it, there's energy. It's hard work, but it's life-giving work.